In the Haftarah of Parshas Nasai, we read of the incredible story of Manoach and his wife. They are childless for many years. Then one day, out of the blue, a Malach appears to Manoach's wife and informs her that she will bear a son who will save the Jewish people. In preparation for the birth of this miracle child, the angel instructs her regarding the laws of Nazirus, as this child will be a Nazir from birth. When Manoach comes home that day, his wife tells him, "You wouldn't believe what visitor I had here today." And she relates to him the words of the Malach. Manoach begs Hashem, "Please send us the Malach again. V'yoreinu manase lanar hayulad. And he should teach us, give us instructions, what to do with this child when he's born." The next day, the angel appears to Manoach's wife again. And the angel tells her once more, "Your newborn son will be a Nazir from birth, and here are all the halachas of Nazirus." When Manoach comes home, his wife tells him, "The same visitor has once again appeared to me, and he repeated his instructions." Asks Reb Schwab, "If we examine the words of the Malach, we see that the Malach didn't add on anything more the second time. He repeated the same exact instructions. Furthermore, if Manoach wanted to learn the laws of Nazirus, he could have gone to the Beis HaMedrash and asked the Rabbanim to teach him. So why was the angel's second appearance necessary?" And Reb Schwab says something very profound. The reason Manoach asked Hashem to send the Malach again was not because he wanted to know the actual laws of Nazirus, but rather, he wanted to understand how to educate his child. How can he provide chinuch to the next Gadol Hadar? Specifically, Manoach questioned how he, a simple man, could bring up a child with the Nazirite restrictions if he himself did not adhere to them. How can I raise a tzaddik if I myself am not acting and conducting myself with righteousness? Says Reb Schwab, this is precisely what the Malach answered him when he came back the second time. The angel's repetition was not Hilchus Nazirus, not instructions for the baby. The Malach came back to deliver a powerful message to Manoach and his wife. His message to the couple was, Mikoil asher amarti ale isha tishomer. Whatever instructions I gave to your wife about teaching your newborn son to live a life of precious, a life of virtue and morality, tishomer, you shall observe as well. Because if you want your son to be a Nazir, if you want him to be holy, you first have to be holy yourself. Says Reb Schwab, we learn from this story a key element in successful chinuch, modeling. If you want your son to be a Talmud Chacham, if you want your son to be a Gadol Hadar, you need to act like a Talmud Chacham and a Gadol Hadar. What a powerful idea from Reb Schwab. We're just coming off the holy yontav of Shuas and Kabbalah Satorah. We say every morning by Birchas Satorah, V'niya anachnu v'tzatzu'enu, kilanu yoydei shemecha v'loimdei sarasecha lishma. We ask Hashem that we and our descendants know your name and study Torah lishma. V'niya anachnu. It all begins with anachnu. It all begins with us. If we are passionate about Torah mitzvahs, if we are excited about learning Torah, then that excitement, that enthusiasm, will spill over to our children as well. But it first has to be an anachnu before we can expect it to be a tzetzu'enu that will be enthusiastic about Torah. We see in Kriya Shema, v'shinamtam levenecha v'dibarta bam. V'shinamtam levenecha. You know how you teach your children to learn Torah? V'dibarta bam. By learning yourself. They say a story that a father once brought his son to the stipler Gaon for a bracha, that his son should have cheshik in his learning. The stipler told the father that if I give your son this bracha, then one day your child will return to me with his son for the same bracha. Instead, the stipler told him, if you learn with passion and enthusiasm, then your son will see that and copy you. If a father learns with asmada, then his son will seek to emulate his father's passion and intensity. Whatever parents are passionate about, that is what their children are passionate about as well. If their passion is Torah mitzvahs, then that is what their children will seek to emulate. We cannot preach to our children. The only way to teach them is by example, by being a positive role model. And now, we know. Have a wonderful Shabbos.